Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It is the Thursday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything on the site is totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Well, we start the show with calls. We go to the phones. But coming up, we got an update on the Abraham Cherix situation, if you recall who he is. We'll go to Ben to start things out in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Let's see. Well, this question's more so to Mark because he tends to be, I guess, more pro somewhat of a constitutional original U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mean to cut you out of the question, but I may in this hypothetical situation.
Just go for it. What do you got?
Oh, don't worry. He'll jump right in. Don't worry.
Okay. So as far as arbitration, Ian, I know you're kind of for this anarcho-capitalist, private, polycentric.
I like free market.
System.
Free market's a simple way to put it.
Okay, but competing private courts that people agree on that are not necessarily courts.
Yeah.
I'd have the feeling Mark would be more toward constitutional courts established by the Constitution, Article 3. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I like the idea of arbitration, and I think that it works out well. But at the same time, I think that I'm for the Constitution. Let's get to the Constitution. We can look at all this free market stuff afterwards. Is my theory.
Okay, so my question is, there obviously, I guess, would have to be somewhat governmentally owned or community-owned land for the government to use, so their court would not be biased by a private landowner.
Okay.
So what are the terms of use for that private land? I mean, can a bum pitch a tent on the steps of the Supreme Court? You know, I mean, you run into the same conflict that we have now. I mean,
It's not something I've really spent a lot of time thinking about, but you're right. When you think about homeless people and bums, they do have a tendency to congregate on the public land as opposed to private land. Private landowners won't put up with that crap, whereas on public land you really can't do much about them.
Of course, bums don't exactly have real clout when it comes to, say, fighting their case in court. So when the cops come to kick them off of the public land, then they kick them off and they go somewhere else where they can't be seen. I doubt you're going to have bums sleeping on the courthouse steps for very long.
All right. My question is, who gets to make those decisions, what the fair use is, and what if, for example, I don't want to pay for that court because I don't agree with the way that court ruling goes, you know? It's just an interesting idea how we're forced to pay for arbitration that may not be in our favor. I don't know.
Understood. The Constitution does include force. I mean, it really does. And it leaves itself open to the argument of the anarcho-capitalists that say, you know, that's force and that's a bad thing. But I think most people would agree in the Patriot movement or the Liberty movement that they would like to see us get back to the Constitution, progress in that direction, and from there we can look at free market solutions. But right now. I like to I like the Constitution because people sort of understand it.
People don't understand the Constitution.
They don't know
it has authority. How's that? It has authority. I guess that's better terminology.
They don't even know what's in the Constitution.
It has the perception of authority. I have one other quick thing. I sent you guys a little show prep today on a judge finally. It's a start, but same
as the warrantless wiretaps.
Right.
Yeah, we've got that. Thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. People, the government itself has an aura of legitimacy amongst the populace, and that's just simply been brought about just because they've got guns and they aren't afraid to use them, and people know it inherently. They know that.
Well, there's also a, governments have been around for a long time, so we must have to have one.
Oh, it makes me think of this great show on Showtime, which is called Weeds. Fantastic program.
Uh-huh.
And in one scene from season one, this one of the pothead characters in the show is driving down the street in his beat up old van, kind of in this nice neighborhood, and of course he gets pulled over. But the funny thing is he gets pulled over by a cop on a bicycle. And so the cop on the bicycle comes up to his window, and the stoner dude's just sort of making fun of the cop because he's wearing bicycle. He's just sort of joking and playing with the cop,
right.
Very lighthearted, because he's wearing bicycle shorts, and he's saying how silly he thinks it is that he's a cop in bicycle shorts, etc. And the cop just sort of looks at him and goes, "I've got a gun." And he gets out of the car at that point. So it's really just, they boiled it right down to the essence of what was going on in that situation.
And sometimes the bicycle cops do look a little silly with their big belt, and then they're riding the bicycle. But I think that a bicycle is a perfectly viable means of transportation for
I agree.
I mean, it makes good sense. I think it's more practical than that horse.
Absolutely.
A lot of times.
I'm not attacking the bike cop at all. I just thought it was funny that
they
boiled it right down.
But the horse cop does look really impressive up there, the old mounted posse.
Yeah, true.
Mounting their horses.
Well, that way they're higher up than you are, so they
yes,
high and mighty.
Better for crowd control.
More authoritarian if you're higher up than everyone.
Yeah, it's true.
800-259-9231. You go and bring up whatever you want, like Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave. Dave in New Hampshire, going once. Dave in New Hampshire, going twice.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, Dave. What's on your mind?
Good. I have a very good piece of news.
I bet you do. What is it?
Russell Canning, the outlaw leafleter, has been freed.
Yes, he has. That is fantastic news.
The judge has sentenced him to time served, no probation, no fine.
Wow. Well, now, wait a minute. There was a fine, Dave. There was a fine.
Except for a $20, what they call a $20 special assessment fee.
Yeah. Now, my question, and my question hasn't been answered yet, and that's because I guess Russell hasn't made it home yet or hasn't gotten online yet, but the question is, did he pay the fee?
That's what I want to know.
And
know.
If he has not paid the fee yet, will he pay the fee? And if he won't pay the fee, is he just going to ignore the fee, or is he going to appeal the fee?
Who knows? The options are wide open for him right now.
Yeah. Well, it's good that he's out of jail. This happened, I guess, this afternoon at around 3 o'clock. And he was facing several different charges, disobeying police orders. I don't remember what all. There was at least four charges, weren't there?
That always seems to be the same one he faces, is disorderly conduct, when all he's doing is just standing there.
Right. How it is that standing there is disorderly, I'm not sure, but whenever you disobey the police, they don't tend to like it very much. But this is definitely good news for him. We'll keep people up to date on the situation, and Dave, we appreciate hearing from you. Anything else going on up there that we need to know about?
Well, for those who don't already know what's up with Russell, he attempted to hand leaflets to IRS agents at an IRS office.
Thank you for the recap.
He was their jobs.
And yep. He was arrested for attempting.
He was arrested for doing that. That's correct.
So I predict that he's probably going to once again attempt to hand more leaflets to the IRS agents now that he's back.
I would expect we'll be seeing him doing something or another.
He's always got something up his sleeve, and we'll definitely bring it to you here first. Dave, thank you for the call. Oh, are you still there?
Media coverage. There was the union leader was there. So.
Oh, good. So there's going to be an article about it.
I talked to the reporter. There's going to be an article tomorrow, apparently.
Cool. Fantastic. And we'll have to get that up on dig.com or something like that, get it out there to more Internet users. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate the update, as always. 1-800-259-9231. To John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there. I can tell you about that special assessment of $20, but I'd like to give you a real quick rundown of the day and how it went. 9:30, people were arriving. We were told that it was postponed until 3 instead of 10. So
how many people were there at 10 o'clock?
Oh, geez. I'd say somewhere less than a dozen.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's a weekday. People are busy.
Right. It's a work day. So we get that bad news. Some of the people couldn't stay. Somebody had business to attend to, planned on coming back. We protested all morning. The guys from ICE were out there. Constantly, you got to wonder how much money does this represent, all these guys standing around.
Really?
We broke for lunch. We all went to a restaurant together.
Wait. So just before you go on there,
okay.
The ICE guys, the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, which, by the way, was who arrested Russell for some reason. He's not an immigrant.
Right. That was the original arrest, I think, was ICE. And following that, when they took him from his home, were the federal marshals.
So why were the ICE agents out there standing around? Was it specifically because you guys were there, or were they just standing around anyway?
They probably just have to stand around anyway. They said they didn't know until this morning that it was postponed. supposedly there was a case that was going a little bit longer.
And that much could be the case. And hang on, John, I want to come back to you. 800-259-9231. It certainly could be the case that, you know, bureaucrats are slow, things get postponed, but it's also nice and convenient for them. I mean, they did know there was going to be people there, and they always try to change the times and change the dates. That way they can throw off as many protesters as possible. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up for them, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update last night asking iTunes users. We've got a bunch of people that download the podcast via iTunes. In fact, the vast majority of our listeners actually download via iTunes. So there's a lot of you out there. In fact, well over 1,000, over 1,500 of you actually do iTunes. Well, maybe not quite that much. Anyway, they've got a comment area. So kind of like how Podcast Alley, you can leave comments for us there. Well, you can also write a review for us on iTunes, and you can rate the show as well with a little 5-star rating. So if you haven't taken the time to rate the show and write a review for it, take a moment out next time you're on iTunes and do that. It would be much appreciated.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So we need to go back to the phones and back to John in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, I'm going to pick up where I was talking about Russell's sentencing hearing today.
That's right. Russell Canning, the man who was arrested for trying to hand a flyer to an IRS agent. He was supposed to appear in court this morning. You guys showed up. There was a bunch of you that showed up at the courthouse when you then discovered that things had been delayed. The court, the appearance had been delayed to the afternoon, and a lot of you stuck it out. You stayed there. You continued the protest throughout the morning.
We sure did. We broke for lunch. We were back on the street after lunch. We protested until 2:30-ish, and here's where it begins to get a little interesting, kind of fun. Because this is something that the federal authorities are known to try to pack the court. Well, we had about one side of that courtroom filled, and there were several people still trickling in.
So wait, would you say that the turnout was better in the afternoon than it was in the morning?
Yeah, I think we had about 20 people.
Wow.
By the time everybody was in on our side of the court. But the funny part was, it's a little bit sick, because the federal people are known to do this thing where they pack the courts, but they usually do that prior to the sentencing to try to influence the judge. Now, the judge has already made his decision here today, but I guess they're just a little bit embarrassed that we have more people in that room than they have, and we're right next to a federal building. So apparently they're calling their buddies and telling them, hey, guys, take your break at 3 o'clock and get your butt over here so we can have more people in this court. So they did, in fact, pack this courtroom. Okay, now they bring Russell to the door. The jailers release him from some sort of shackle they have him on, but he's still got shackles, and he shuffles into his seat.
Right.
Kat enters whatever that sacred area is beyond the bar where only the court people are supposed to go.
Kat's his wife. Got it.
She just quickly went up to him as soon as these guys sat down. Before they could spot her, she was there, giving him a big hug and a kiss, and the guy jumps out of his seat and, don't you ever try to do that.
You can't do that in my courtroom.
You're not allowed to come past the little bar rail thing.
Right, this is a guy who's been held for a nonviolent infraction.
Right, this is a federal court. There will be no hugging.
For over 2.5 weeks in maximum security in prison, for nothing.
And by the way, they were holding him
a hug and a kiss.
They were holding him in maximum because he wouldn't sign some of the paperwork that they gave him.
He wouldn't answer their questions. He's not cooperating. He's not into cooperating with the thugs. So
exactly.
This just about to wrap it up here. So now here comes the big sentence, and they're going to release him. The judge is going to release him with this $20 special assessment or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Russell is not signing anything. He's not asked to sign anything.
Really? Because that was one of my questions.
Right. And so he's not signing anything. He was not asked to sign anything. I guess it's an understandable condition that they're setting out. And, okay, now, frequently when a prisoner is told that he's now free, well, he's in an orange jumpsuit from the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore has to be driven back to the prison to get his belongings from the prison and then released there.
Right.
Strangely, somebody said to Kat that if she had clothes for Russell, they were willing to release him right there and then.
Ah. And she did? She happened to have clothes?
She had clothes for him.
Wow.
We all waited for Roger to get his camera. We went out in front of the court. The ICE boys were settling off to the side, and we had a little bit of a hanging around on the front steps.
Sure.
And then we all went to dinner and got to enjoy some stories from the prison.
Right.
And we also found out that Lauren had quickly gone in $20 assessment. Apparently, she doesn't want to see her dear friend grabbed and thrown by Jack in the maximum
security. Oh, so Lauren Canario, she paid the $20 assessment to keep Russell from doing something crazy.
From New London, Connecticut.
Like not paying the $20 would be the crazy thing.
Well, and I doubt that he would have.
That would piss them off.
All right. Well, wow, what an amazing story. And I guess he's on his way home at this point. He enjoyed himself a real meal instead of the food, the slop that they serve.
Oh, what a bunch of stories he's got. And just like I told you, I was going to have a busy day when you asked me to call tonight. I had no idea it would be a full day up there.
Yeah. Wow.
And I was just getting in here 20 minutes to 7.
What an awesome Concord. I'm just stunned at just the awesome turnout that you guys had today. I mean, to imagine that 20, a dozen to 20 people took time out of their day when they could have been out making money, they could have been out at their job, they could have been out doing something else. They took the time out to rally behind this man.
Let me say one more thing, if I could, Ian.
Please.
People need to go to nhfree.com and the Free State Project site and get their butts up here to New Hampshire, see what's going on. As much as all this is a stressful thing for a lot of people, we're having a blast, we're meeting people. One guy took a bus up here today to be part of this from Massachusetts.
Tremendous. Wow.
Tremendous.
People go to the forums, nhfree.com. Send up the reinforcements. We
there
can,
you go.
You know, make some more friends up
they're
there.
They're on the way, John. As
have
you know,
nice
they're rolling
guys.
In every day. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. It's really just exciting. I mean, 20 people showing up at this man's sentencing.
One of them took a bus.
Yeah. Just 20 people, period. That's phenomenal. I mean, we can't, Mark, around here where we're at in Sarasota, Florida, we can't get 10 people to show up at any sort of activism function.
Not really, no.
It's like, and getting 10 people...
Getting me there is tough.
Right. Getting 3 people to show up at one place at once is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
20 people just coming out to show support. And this is only after 150 or so people have actually moved into the state.
Right.
I mean, there's literally a handful of people there. I mean, there's not very many people that have moved up. But of those who've gone up, there's so much participation. There's so much activism. I mean, where else is stuff like this happening? Is this happening in any other state in America? Is this happening anywhere else around the world, this kind of real activism? This kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's like nothing I've ever even seen before.
Libertarians talk a good talk, and they write a good article, but generally,
sure,
there's not a lot of activism going on in most places. There's a few guys that are standing up for liberty, and... Sometimes they have people that rally around them, but it's usually just those guys.
And as you might recall, when Russell was arrested for all this stuff, there was a bit of a rift. I don't know if you were aware of this, Mark, but there was a bit of a rift that went through some of the Free State Project membership. I think a lot of people were definitely behind Russell, obviously, with that turnout today. But there were still some naysayers. There were some people that said, well, this is going to make us look bad. His actions are going to make us look bad in the Free State Project.
Well,
and I don't think that's the case at all.
I think that you and I sort of represent the rift in a lot of ways. I like the idea of the Free State Project members doing legal stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, working within the system.
He didn't
you know,
do anything illegal.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that that kind of activism, to me, isn't what I'm interested in doing when I get to the Free State. And that's the great thing about it. There's going to be 20,000 people fighting
time,
for liberty.
But at the same time, you didn't come out and write a hit piece on Russell. You didn't come out and attack him. You were very supportive of him the entire time because he didn't do anything wrong. More's on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. They both await you on our website at freetalklive.com.
Big Brother, the nanny state, the Constitution, freedom. Just a few of the subjects regularly discussed on Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's a smart, politically independent, current events show hosted by a loud, fast-talking journalist. If you like FTL, chances are you'll like Common Sense, too. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Well, we started the show out tonight with an update from our callers, actually, about the Russell Canning situation. Now, here's another update for you on the Abraham Cherix story. You may recall that Abraham Cherix is the 16-year-old young man who wanted to stop his chemotherapy sessions that he was receiving for cancer.
I thought he didn't want to start them.
I believe he was doing them,
okay.
And he did not like them, so he wanted to stop them and instead use an alternative therapy, which he was being given, which was being administered by a clinic, I believe, down in Mexico. And anyway, of course, the issue was, should this individual be able to make this decision for himself? He's 16 years old. The government had stepped in. The government had said, you can't make these decisions for yourself. We're taking custody of you, because his parents were behind him with his decision to go alternative. So The government stepped in, took 50% custody of Abraham, and then demanded that he return to chemotherapy. And they took it to court. There was a positive result where the court, the judge ruled that he did not have to return to chemo. The state appealed it, and I believe that's where we pick up the story, from Homeland Stupidity. Abraham Cherich's family attorneys and social services reached an agreement today to forego chemotherapy treatment, ending a legal battle which began when Abraham chose to treat his cancer with an alternative therapy. Abraham was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease last August and underwent chemotherapy in the fall, which failed to improve his condition. In February, upon learning that the tumor had grown, he determined to go against his doctor's orders for chemotherapy, instead seeking an alternative therapy known as the Hoxie method, which is derived or delivered from an institute in Mexico. Finding the family guilty of
not really doctor's orders. You know, it should be doctor's suggestions.
What, the chemotherapy?
Yeah, the doctor can't really tell me what to do.
That's true. Hopefully not, at least. Finding the family guilty of medical neglect, Judge Jesse E. Demps ruled in May that custody was to be shared between the Department of Social Services and Abraham's parents. In July, he ordered that Abraham be forced to undergo chemotherapy, a decision which was stayed by a higher court until an appeal could be made. Today, the department and the family have reached an agreement. According to WAVY, under the decree, Chinatig 16-year-old Abraham will be treated by an oncologist of his choice who's board-certified in radiation therapy and interested in alternative therapy treatments. The family must provide the court updates on Abraham's treatment and condition every 3 months until he's cured or turns 18.
Okay.
So, not exactly a win. It's a partial win.
They get what they want, but they have to report.
Right.
And
like Good Little Slave.
I can see that the government, you know, the government, you win, and the government wants to be given its due. Well, you have to tell us about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so they're saving face, as it were.
I still think it's a negative result. According to the decree, the parents are also not found to be medically neglectful. The recent press coverage of this and similar cases has sparked a national debate about the effectiveness of alternative treatments and who has the right to decide an individual's course of treatment. Many call the Hoxie therapy quack science. It is nothing more than a concoction of herbs combined with a special diet and contains nothing that can cure cancer. Yet it claims to have saved thousands. Ironically, Hoxie himself died of prostate cancer. However, there has been some research published in peer-reviewed journals that deals with the Hoxie therapy and other alternative treatments. Due to a variety of factors, the main conclusion seems to be that more research is needed.
Mm.
This, however, is not the central problem with this case. The main issue is whether or not the individual has the right to determine his own medical treatment and in what instances the state has the power to usurp those rights. As Abraham himself, remember he's 16, said in an interview with Sean Hannity on Hannity and Combs, quote, "And I believe strongly that I have the right to take and do with my body as I please to do with it, because if you don't, are not able to do with your body what you want to, then you have no rights whatsoever."
It's really true.
Well said on his part.
If it's, you know, if I don't own my body, what do I own? I mean, it's one thing to take the labor, the fruit of my body, you know, what I create with my hands.
That's insulting enough.
It's insulting enough. It's even worse to take it's slightly, you know, more removed to take the money that I've made with the fruit of my hands.
Right.
And, you know, that's what the government does in the form of taxes. But if I don't own those hands, what the heck do I own?
You don't own anything. You own whatever they allow you to own, essentially.
Yeah.
And so what we have here is a questionable decision at best. It looks like he is going to be able to seek some sort of an alternative therapy. I don't know. Just judging by what I've read here, it doesn't exactly sound like, let's see, he'll be treated by an oncologist of his choice. So it doesn't sound like the judge, the court, wants him to go back to Mexico for the Hoxie therapy.
Well,
treated by an oncologist of his choice.
But an oncologist of his choice that's interested in alternative treatments, so he gets to pick the guy, and that guy could, you know, would obviously let him go back to Huaca or wherever it is that he's going to for these treatments.
Pretty despicable. I don't know if the parents actually have gotten full. I think they got full custody back. Actually, yeah, May. Actually, I'm not sure about that. I don't know if the parents actually have full custody of their own son, which is pretty disturbing.
It is very disturbing.
The idea that the government can just, this whole case is
pretty step right in.
The government can just step right in and decide that you as a parent, you're not doing what we think you should be doing, and therefore you're no longer going to be the parent. In fact, the Department of Social Services is now going to be the parent of your child.
Really scary.
And this could, I mean, this could set a really frightening precedent. Where we can go from here is definitely a frightening concept.
Well,
1-800-259-9231.
They didn't really win, though, Ian. I mean,
the government didn't win?
They didn't
really lose either.
I think they're trying to save face.
Uh-huh. Save face.
Yeah.
Meaning,
well, you know,
prove that they still own you you're coming in here to report to us.
The judge,
that's what you call saving face.
Didn't entirely sting the heck out of the state on this, and
maybe that's because maybe the reason why the judge didn't go crazy on these parents was because it was being watched by the media, because people were paying attention to this.
Could be.
And essentially, the ruling does still tell these people that we own you. You have to report back to the court, provide the court with updates on his treatment and condition every 3 months until he's cured or turns 18. Which means that you are a slave to the point where you have to report to us every 3 months. And I think that's absolutely outrageous. But if you support this decision, 1-800-259-9231. Well, there's been another decision, and this one is much more positive, I think.
Okay.
For now, at least. Detroit, AP reporting, a federal judge ruled Thursday that the government's warrantless wiretapping program is unconstitutional and ordered an immediate halt to it.
Yeah, I saw this one, too.
Now, of course, just because the judge orders the NSA, an agency that's all about
secrecy,
just because the judge orders them to stop warrantlessly wiretapping, that doesn't mean they're actually going to stop.
It probably just annoys them slightly.
Yeah. U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor in Detroit became the first judge to strike down the NSA program, which she says violates rights to free speech and privacy. Good for Ms. Taylor. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit on behalf of journalists, scholars, and lawyers who say the program has made it difficult for them to do their jobs. They believe many of the overseas contacts are likely targets of the program, which involves secretly taping conversations between people in the U.S. and people in other countries. The government argued that the program is well within the president's authority.
You know, the folks that talk to people in other countries, dangerous.
But said proving that it was within the president's authority would require revealing state secrets. The ACLU said the state secrets argument was irrelevant because the Bush administration had already publicly revealed enough information about the program for the judge to make a ruling. So
I think that's right.
So the good news is, at this point, the judges ruled the NSA wiretap program unconstitutional. However, that's not going to stop the legislature from passing a law that's going to make it fully legal. Now, whether that fully legal program would be unconstitutional is a whole other question, because then it'll have to go through the court system once again. So this fight ain't over quite yet. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have the store. It is now open. You go to store.freetalklive.com. Place your order, preferably now, but definitely within the next 2 weeks, because at the end of this month, the pre-order phase is over, which means the pre-order discount is done with. So if you go to store.freetalklive.com, you'll see our shirts and our hats and the other neat stuff that we have there, including the DVD set. We've got a DVD collector's set of the first two seasons of Free Talk Live. Essentially, it's all of Free Talk Live pre-syndication. So all of our local show days.
So from the FM and then from the AM.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
It's all
We've
there.
Been all over.
We have. So store.freetalklive.com. Place your order. When you put the items in the cart, you'll notice the price is lower than what it shows at the store. That's because you get the discount when you add the items to your cart.
You know, with the disc set, you can hear me get fired. Well, not
you
actually.
Don't get fired.
I do get fired.
You leave the show.
I got fired.
Anyway, there's a lot you can hear on the disc set. And it's all there. Store.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the... Ooh, no, we don't. Rob dropped off. All right, so let's go to your prep, Mr. Mark. You've got something about pregnant high school girls and the abstinence program that they had attended that year.
Yes, from WYFF 4, South Carolina. It became nearly impossible for the Canton, Ohio School Board to ignore the unintended byproduct of its abstinence-only program when 13% of Timken High School female student population became pregnant last year.
Whoa!
13% became pregnant last year. Thanks to...
What about the year before?
They don't have any statistics.
Wait, is this just one grade level or 13% of the entire high school?
What's that?
13% of the entire high school, or just one grade level in that high school?
It's the entire high school.
Okay.
Yeah, the female student population.
Got it.
Okay. Of course, it took 65 of the 490 female students becoming pregnant within a year to adequately deliver the message, but as Jessica of Feministing queried, I guess better late than never. Sure, we can throw them that bone. The board decided Monday to include safe sex education in the curriculum, so now they're going to start talking about safe sex instead of just abstinence only.
Oh, okay.
While continuing to promote abstinence, it also plans to replace a few well-worn health textbooks that are older than some of the students. According to Patty Rafelis, a physical education teacher in the district, if we had math books from 1988, reading books from 1988, as a parent, I would be furious, but apparently these health books are from 1988. Susan Ross, a coordinator of health services for the Canton Schools, admits the district was well behind the times. Our sex education curriculum was really outdated. Not that anything's really changed in sex for the last 25 years, but
no.
I think they probably learned some things about some communicable diseases.
There may be.
If you think about AIDS from 1998,
yeah.
Or 1988, excuse me, back when they were still probably, some people were still referring to it as the swine flu. I mean, there's been a lot
of
things.
A little more today,
yeah,
about the
sex
STDs.
Has pretty much stayed the same, but STDs have changed dramatically.
Right, and there's new birth control techniques and that sort of thing that have been developed that weren't around back then, so
yeah.
Probably not a bad idea to upgrade.
With kids having good and updated knowledge is critical. Sounds to me like the adults who were lacking good and updated knowledge, according to this writer here. Let's hope the recent enlightenment spreads to the rest of Ohio, from Tracy Clark Florey. I just thought that was very interesting. They have this abstinence-only program, and
right.
Then, bam,
13%,
65 girls
13%
in
1 year. That's just stunning.
Yeah, abstinence-only program in this school apparently wasn't working.
If 13% of them got knocked up, what's the percentage that's sexually active? Because it's going to be higher than 13%, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about it, but they probably should have been telling these girls how to not get pregnant.
Well,
which, besides not having sex.
Of course, the main issue here is parents and the schools and government running the schools. I mean, there's plenty of parents out there that don't want sex to be talked about at all.
Right.
And those are the ones that are more likely to say, well, if you're going to talk about sex, just tell them not to have it. Because there's parents that live in this fantasy world where, I don't know what they were like when they were kids, but for some reason they believe that if they just say, don't do it, over and over again,
mm-hmm.
for some reason that their kids are going to listen to them, heed their words, and not experiment at all sexually. And it's ludicrous to think that that's going to be the case.
Yeah, it's really unfair that some parents hold their kids to much higher standards than they held themselves to. Not going to be kids, to think
right.
They're not going to be humans is... It's
teenagers
silly.
With raging hormones. You want them to stay out of each other's pants? Good luck.
That's so graphic. so what? But I mean, you know, painful consequences are part of life.
Sure.
I'm still learning painful consequences. I know my mother would like me to not experience painful consequences still
mm-hmm.
at 35. But
moms are always going to have that behavior.
Right, and you know, you might warn them about...
You're always her baby.
That painful consequences exist,
mm-hmm.
but to just say, don't do this, well, I don't think that really works. I mean, you got to tell them why or what to do in order to prevent harm.
And you got to remember that even though the culture we live in today, America today, is more sexualized than it was 100 years ago, for sure, more than 50 years ago, absolutely. Even though things are more sexualized, even though magazines everywhere talking about sex, there's all kinds of articles about sex. You've got to remember you're dealing with teenagers here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a subscription to Cosmo. They don't have a Joy of Sex book. They don't know about sex. Remember, I don't have the article, but a while back, we read an article about some of the questions that kids ask. I mean, these kids don't even know how to get pregnant. Some of them, honestly, you think it's funny.
Yeah.
You think it's silly. Like, how could you not know how to get pregnant? Some kids, when they are in these sex education classes, will ask questions like, can I get pregnant through oral sex? Are you serious? You really have to ask that? Yes, they do. They don't know. So since they are so clueless about sex and how it works and what the consequences are, you can't just let it hang. You can't just say, don't do it, and then leave it at that. Because if they do it, then they're going to have real, serious consequences. If they do it without that knowledge, you are asking for trouble.
Well, let's talk about people that do have knowledge. Let's talk about adults. Adults have unprotected sex all the time.
Sure
and
they
we
do.
Know, we know that AIDS can kill you. We know that you can get all kinds of diseases. But we do it anyway. So if we, who are adults and hopefully don't have this, I mean, according to the ghostwriting story from last night, obviously adults have more sense than kids. I mean, if adults have, who have more sense are willing to take these risks, of course kids are. So tell them how to reduce the possibility of getting pregnant or catching a disease.
But at least the adults know what the risks are.
They do, and they do it anyway. That's my point.
Right.
They know what the risks are, and they take risky behavior.
And it's not a good idea, by the way.
No. Yeah,
just because the adults are doing it doesn't mean that you should do it. I mean, if you want to end up with gonorrhea, if you want to end up with an STD, then go ahead and take risks. You want to get somebody pregnant, take a risk.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one's decision to take a risk in their life, as far as I'm concerned, but you should at least know what
and
those risks are.
And it's so totally not worth it. I mean, those risks are not worth the orgasm. You can have orgasms as much as you want with or without someone else.
Oh, they're better with someone else.
I understand that. However, it's not worth getting an STD over, nor is it worth getting someone pregnant over.
I would say that's true.
So I say get a vasectomy and then check your partner for STDs and have a good time.
How do you check your partner for STDs?
You run a test. They're tests, man. You don't know this? See, you need to go to an sex education class.
Oh,
you
I
go
know
to Planned Parenthood. Or wherever. I think that's the best place to find out where you can get tested, at least. And then you go and you get an STD test.
You're such a romantic guy.
1-800-259-9231. What? Having unprotected sex without knowing what you're getting into? That's romance? Thanks. I want nothing to do with it. Let's talk to Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. Hey. Let me start out by saying thank you for your radio show and that you two are clearly a breath of fresh air on the airway, so I had to get that out of the way.
Well, thanks, man. What's on your mind?
During yesterday's show, there was a gentleman who called in about immigration to the country and that we needed to shut down the borders, the whole nine yards. And
yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't agree what he was saying, and I really agree with what you guys were saying, but I think I may have an input to the key of what's going on.
Okay.
And I really want your opinion.
Please.
Have you guys ever heard of the saying, like, the man's home is his castle?
Yeah, totally yeah. Heard it. I agree with it.
But when I start listing these seven things, I want you to relate them toward government. A man's home is his castle is basically a lie right now. When the country was founded, wasn't this a kingdom of kings?
That's the idea, is that we were all sovereigns on our own little bit of land.
Correct. Now, and then marriage is sacred. That, to me, is a lie, because government is encouraging divorces.
Okay, you said you had 7 points?
Well, like courts seeking the truth and so forth.
I want you to go down all, we're going to get to all seven of them, but you're going to have to be patient, Paul. We'll come back to you, okay? Hang on. 800-259-9231. It sounds like seven things that he's got that maybe aren't as they seem. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, still sex education. If you want to comment there, what was your sex education as a child? Please explain. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...